For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, while in Washington, D.C., it was my pleasure to meet one of my, quote, competitors in drug war radio, Mr. Dan Veets.
Tell the folks what organizations you're with and what brings you here.
Well, I work with several different groups, but most relevant here probably that I'm coordinator of Missouri NORML, the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws. I also work with a group called the Columbia Alliance for Patients and Education, Columbia, Missouri, that is, a group which has successfully passed two ballot initiatives last November, one dealing with medical marijuana and one dealing with non-medical use, decriminalizing possession in our city.
Which is becoming kind of a benchmark. Many cities around the country are starting to do similar measures. Your thoughts there?
Well, there are a lot of initiatives underway, and there should be more. What I think is really key and remarkable about what we accomplished is that our ordinance requires the police to consistently use only our ordinance. In every other jurisdiction I'm aware of where there are local ordinances on marijuana possession, as there have been, for instance, in Ann Arbor and Madison, Wisconsin, for almost 30 years, the police have the option to either use the local ordinance or ignore it and charge you under state law if they feel like it. Our ordinance specifically requires the police to consistently and only use the city ordinance.
And, Dan, you're also a fellow radio host. Tell us a bit about your program. Where is it broadcast?
Well, I have a weekly show on a community station affiliated with National Public Radio called KOPN 89.5 FM in Columbia, Missouri. My program is called Sex, Drugs, and Civil Liberties. And we talk primarily about drug policy and civil liberties issues generally, and I try to throw in a little sex when the opportunity arises.
I might leave it right there then.
While in D.C., I ran into author and marijuana expert Chris Conrad.
What's happening to the marijuana movement?
It's starting to look like we have more of an emerging message, at least on the medical marijuana issue and on the general adult use legalization front. We're making a headway around the country, actually. You know, we've had Oakland had its initiative. We had the one in Columbia, Missouri. We had the one in Boston. So, you know, three distinct parts of the country have all voted to legalize marijuana this year for adults. And so, you know, I think we're starting to merge on what the message is going to be in that category, too. 60% or more of the funding is the drug war has been going against marijuana, 60 to 80%. It just shows that the war on drugs is a failure and misdirected, misguided attempt to invade people's rights. It doesn't really have any goal. I mean, if their real goal was to curb the harm related to drugs, they'd be going after alcohol, heroin, cocaine, and they choose to go for marijuana instead, which says it's a political agenda.
Drug czar of the Americas, John Walters.
High potency marijuana ought not to be considered as a marijuana was in the past. It ought to be considered another new drug.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.